Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Well, first inning tonight in Baltimore, not quite the first inning last night. Another historic first inning for the Yankees en route to a 15-3 win, but it was pretty good. You got the sense in this first inning against the Orioles in the rubber game that the Yankees could be off and running and could win this series, but it was not to be. But let's start with that first inning. Yankee dugout definitely understanding that they're watching something special with Aaron Judge doing the all hail motion as Judge round the bases, because after Grisham, lefty on lefty against tonight's starter Cade Povich for Baltimore, Grisham stayed within himself and singled the opposite way with one out. The captain was due and closing out just an electric first full month of the season, a historic start, no other way to put it. Judge responsible for today's electrifying drive of the game.
Pitch, swing on a high fly ball straight away center field, giving ground Mullins. He's looking up, just the spectator. That's out of here. 2-0 already. Aaron Judge with a home run, his 10th RBIs, 30 and 31. And right at the get-go for the second consecutive night, the Yankees hit a home run.
The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. And for all Judge has done to start the season through April now, it is just historic. There's no, you run out of words for Judge, but 10 homers to end April, a nice round number, gave the Yankees a 2-0 lead. And Carlos Carrasco got through two on one out in the bottom half of the inning. Cedric Mullins a base hit to right, Adley Rutschman an infield single to first, and Goldschmidt knocked it down. Carrasco slow to cover, had to slide to try to get Rutschman, but Rutschman's slide beat Carrasco's. And Cookie, with all that said, and Tuan worked out of that inning. Back-to-back strikeouts, O'Hearn and Santander whiffed them both on sliders. But second inning, with that 2-0 lead, Carrasco against Jackson Holliday took him for a base hit to center. So not the start he wanted to that inning. And Ryan Mountcastle, 0-for-7, 4 strikeouts on the series. You look up, only one home run on the season, uncharacteristic for the powerful Mountcastle he dug in.
Carrasco to the plate, breaking ball, swung on, hit high and deep to left field. Dominguez going back, running out of room, and it's gone. Tie ball game. Ryan Mountcastle with a home run, his second of the season.
Hey, talk some of those Orioles who could be waking up through this series. Some of them just starting to swing the bat a little bit more. And Carrasco, after the Mountcastle blast, struck out Heston Kerstad. But Ramon Urias, 0-for-8, 3 strikeouts on the series. Another cold hitter. Urias off the schneid as well, out of the 9 spot.
2-0 pitch. Swing on a fly ball, left field, backing up. Dominguez running out of room here, and that thing is gone. That's where they did a readjustment on the fence out there. It's about clear to the 363, so it went about 370, and now the O's have the lead at 3-2.
Carrasco, too much of the middle of the plate tonight. Orioles taking advantage, 3-2 lead, and top of the order with one away after the Urias home run. Mullins fly to right, but Gunnar Henderson, he singled up the middle and immediately stole second in scoring position for Adley Rutschman, looking to size up Carrasco for a second time.
Here's a pitch. Swung on, hit hard, right center field. It gets all the way out to Judge and scoring easily as Henderson has got great wheels. Score standing up, no throw.
Yeah.
And Adley Rutschman ringing the bell with an RBI single, his second hit tonight. Now it's 4-2 Baltimore in the second.
Yeah, and four runs on five hits in the second inning alone for Baltimore. And the Yankees, despite those four runs, patient against Povich, just couldn't cash in the third, a two-out walk for Grisham, went to second on a wild pitch, and then Povich was clearly trying to stay away from the following hitter, who else? Aaron Judge, evidenced by the wild pitch, clearly staying away from him. Povich said enough is enough and intentionally walked Judge to put two on and two out, but Rice popped to short to end that inning. Top of the fourth, a two-out walk Pablo Reyes, but Jason Dominguez continued struggling from the right side of the plate in particular. He bounced the third fielder's choice, inning done. Bottom of the fourth, kind of a weird half inning here. First pitch of the inning from Carrasco, a first pitch strike, but on the follow through, his right foot stepped on his left foot, and he essentially tripped over himself and fell. He was checked on, limping, then good to stay in the game. But next pitch, Heston Kjerstad broke an 0 for 20. He singled to right, and as Kjerstad tried to steal second, this is what made the inning even more weird. Urias struck out, Wells threw high looking for the strike him out, throw him out, and as Pablo Reyes caught the high throw and came down, his momentum, nowhere else he could go, took him into Kjerstad's head, and Kjerstad took exception. The benches cleared, and nothing further than that. The benches just cleared, the bullpens, and nothing happened. But really one of the most ridiculous things to take exception to, because Reyes, there's nowhere else he could have gone. And Reyes wasn't having the Kjerstad complaint. Volpe was smiling. He's like, well, what are you complaining about? But once everyone is back in their dugouts and both bullpens got their cardio in, that didn't exist for the rest of the game. There was no further spillover. And if you thought maybe it was a spillover from July of last year when Kjerstad got hit in the helmet by Clay Holmes and that was a real skirmish, well, it wasn't. It wasn't tonight. Carrasco was pulled after all that hoopla, and Tim Hill in for the top of the order. Kjerstad off second after successfully swiping the base, one out, and Hill, he made easy work of the top two in the lineup. Mullins a fly ball to left, and Henderson a ground ball to first, kept it a 4-2 game. Yankees still in it. Down two into the fifth, and Povich, outside of the walks the Yankees hadn't capitalized on that point of the game, Povich keeping the Yankees hitless since that Judge homer in the first inning. Well, that'll change after Oswald Peraza fly to center to start that top of the fifth inning. Paul Goldschmidt stepped to the plate and a thunderous swing.
Pitch swung on a high drive, deep left center field. Mullins going to watch this one sail out of here. Goldie with a home run. His second of the season. And the Yankees draw a little bit closer. It's 4-3 Baltimore.
Well, Goldschmidt has matched lefty pitching his entire Hall of Fame career. On-base percentage above 425 against lefty pitching for his career. But this is just ridiculous so far this year. 17 for 29 against lefties. 586, that's the average. And both of his home runs on the season against lefties. Got five doubles, four walks against lefties so far this year. That homer, a no-doubter, gave the Yankees a jolt at that stage. Caught it to a one-run game. And Povich did follow up, striking out Trent Grisham on an eight-pitch battle. That was all for him. Sir Anthony Dominguez started the bullpen shuffle the rest of the way for Brandon Hyde and Baltimore. Dominguez against the righty Aaron Judge, and Judge, casually, a base hit to right field. Third time on base in five innings for Judge, but he was promptly caught off first. Caught stealing 1-3-6, and that ended the top of the fifth inning. And in Tim Hill continuing on his first full inning, bottom five, uncharacteristic for Hill. Back-to-back full-count walks to Rutschman and O'Hearn. Then got a grounder up the middle from Ramon Laureano. Volpe ranging left. Booted it. Bases loaded. No one out. So a hairy situation for Hill. He got another grounder from Jackson Holliday. That's what Hill does best. He gets the ground balls. But Holliday, the ground ball soft enough where the second baseman Reyes could only tag Laureano between first and second. But he couldn't throw out the speedy Holliday at first. So Rutschman scored. O'Hearn at third, 5-3 Baltimore, and Fernando Cruz came on. And boy, has he been incredible. With first and third, one out, struck out Mountcastle, and got Kjerstad to fly to center field. Kept it a 5-3 ball game. So the Yankees still in it, sensing a theme. And Cruz's initial work tonight kept them in the game. Gave him a shot against Keegan Aiken, the lefty out of the bullpen. Second time in three nights for Baltimore. One out in the sixth inning. Opportunity. Back-to-back singles, Volpe and Wells, who have both been dialed in at the plate. First and third, only one away, but Reyes and Dominguez both struck out looking. A big opportunity. nothing to show for it. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Still looking up, 5-3 Baltimore in the rubber game. And Cruz stayed on, bottom of the sixth inning, struck out the side, making him look foolish. So for the five that Fernando Cruz faced tonight, struck him out. And Cruz, just the latest gem the Yankees have inserted into their bullpen, continues to lead relievers in strikeouts, strikeout rate. And top seven, Aiken walked a nine-hitter, Oswald Peraza, to start the inning. Yankees brought the tying run to the plate thanks to that Cruz work. Paul Goldschmidt, Brandon Hyde, O's manager, you're not going to let a lefty face Paul Goldschmidt at that stage. So he went to the righty, Yennier Cano, and Cano got Goldie to ground softly to third. Peraza up to second, and the Yankees got really close a couple of times here, starting with Trent Grisham. A drive to deep left center, and the left fielder, Aloriano, a sliding play in the gap, robbed Trent Grisham. Peraza tagged to third, and with two away, Aaron Judge, who simply can't be stopped, he stepped to the plate.
Cano to the plate, the pitch, swing on, hit to the left side, through the hole into left field, base hit. Aaron Judge getting it done again. It's a 5-4 ball game, an RBI for Judge, his third tonight, and his third hit tonight, and the fourth time he's on base tonight.
It's just unreal. And the fourth time on base tonight, made it 8 of his last 10 plate appearances, spanning back to yesterday on base. Judge wrapping up a historic month of April. You factor in a few days in March as well, but first month of the year has been otherworldly for the captain. Gregory Soto, the lefty, came on for the lefty Ben Rice, checking on Judge at first. You don't really know why, but threw it away.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Way and Judge, the tying run that allowed him to advance in a scoring position. And Rice did put a charge into one after that. Deep fly ball to right, but flew out near the track. Kind of a gut dropper. 5-4 O's into the bottom of the seventh inning. And Devin Williams in for a second time in the series, looking to keep it right there. Off a 1-2-3 on Monday, a positive step. He got Rutschman to ground to third, did walk Ryan O'Hearn, but facing the aforementioned Laureano, who made that great defensive play, a momentous play.
O'Hearn takes his lead. Williams set. Here's the pitch. Runner goes. Pitch swing on a miss. Here's the throw down to second. Got him. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Nice job by Austin Wells and a tag by Reyes. That was beautiful.
Tremendous throw by Austin Wells. That's one of those uplifters as the Yankees look to carry that into the dugout and break through. But top eight, Brian Baker, the hard-throwing righty. By the way, that strike him out, throw him out. The defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. So top eight against Brian Baker, down by one. He walked Anthony Volpe. So another chance, second straight inning with a leadoff walk. And the Yankees that scored the inning prior, could the Yankees cash in and tie this game? They couldn't. Wells popped to second. Bellinger off the bench for Pablo Reyes, struck out on a high fastball, and Dominguez swinging around to the more comfortable left side of the plate against the righty Baker. He got ahead 3-0, but Baker rallied back to strike him out on the changeup and ended that inning. And that was the last and final opportunity, real opportunity, because bottom eight, Mark Leiter Jr. worked around back-to-back base hits with two away in the inning, kept it 5-4, but Felix Bautista in the ninth for a second straight win, or Orioles win, for that matter, second time in 3 days, 1-2-3 ninth inning dominantly, and struck out Trent Grisham to end the game. Bautista is one tough customer. You don't want to get into any situation where you're trailing him in the ninth inning. But the theme opportunities left out there, like a couple of nights ago, and the Yankees ultimately couldn't crack through. They fall 5-4 and drop this series in Baltimore. Anything you may have missed, Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app anytime. You have podcasts of our key highlights every night. Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.